feel so alive. Hello and welcome to Fit Ready Go. It's been a year since we've recorded an episode of this, but we're coming back to it. So joining me is my wonderful wife, Mary.
Hello.
And so we've been on this kind of a weird television kick lately.
I don't watch much TV anymore, but...
Yes, that's our cat in the background whining. As Mary stated, we don't really watch a whole lot of television. I watch considerably more than she does, but that's because of my other shows. This particular incident, she's watched it in the past and
never gotten into it, but...
Yeah, not really gotten into it. So we've been watching the show on Hulu, which has all 17 seasons, I believe.
Yeah, it's missing, like, seasons 2 through 5 or something. Those are special seasons, I guess.
But it has season 1 in there?
Yeah, season 1, and it picks back up at, like, season 6 or 7 or something. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. You don't have to watch one season to the next.
That's kind of ridiculous, but still. So, the show she's been watching, and I've kind of watched it with her when I'm out there and I'm not working, it's The Biggest Loser.
Which, obviously, because of where I've been and the fact that I used to be obese, just like a lot of these people on the show, obviously it's something that I'm interested in because I'm so health-oriented.
And coming from a state of being 300-plus pounds in the past, this kind of resonates really well with her. We were kind of looking at it, and she does this little research project after every voting off of
people.
Well,
if I like, he should say, if I really liked the person, or, well, I guess anymore it's almost about every person, because then if I didn't like them, I'm like, haha, did they gain the weight back? But I don't really do it for that. There was, especially one girl, I should have researched what her name was. I really liked her from season 7 because she reminded me of me. And we'll get more into her in a little bit. But I wanted to know if these people were really keeping the weight off. Because, of course, I have heard rumors here and there that the Biggest Loser contestants just gain the weight back. So, anyways, as they would get voted off, because I wouldn't check before that because I didn't want to know who the winner of the season was. And since these seasons are 10 years ago. And I would look up, and it just was shocking to me the amount that are actually just as big as when they got on the show or very close to it, or some of them are larger than before the show. So I started doing some research on it, and it really started irritating me. The only reason why I say this is because, the only reason why I say it started irritating me is because, they were blaming the Biggest Loser for, the weight gain. Because they're saying that because they were, you know, which it is the extremes. I have to say the Biggest Loser is extremes. It's a game show. That's really what it boils down to. But, so it's extremes. People working out for 8 hours a day. I understand. Nobody has time for that. Whether you have kids, you work, whatever. Very few people, unless you're an athlete, work out for 8 hours a day. And even some of them don't. But, so I get it. It's the extremes. But they were eating, I believe, somewhere around the 1,200 to probably 1,800 calorie mark, depending on size and male, female, all of that. And it continually shows how they educate them on eating healthier when they get home. And they slowly start to learn that because you can't lose the weight and then just go back to your old ways. I mean, how wonderful would that be? But let's get for real. We'd all go back up. But there's plenty of them that are now suing. They're getting into a suit They started last year, and they're starting now to try saying that they were treated horrible off camera, and all of this, blah, 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 blah. Like, people were just locking them in their rooms and wouldn't let them come out. Well, if they were working out for 8 hours a day, I'm sure they were coming out. But I don't know what happened on the ranch, which is what they call it. So I can't speak there, but I can tell you right now, the study, now they've done a study on The Biggest Loser that says that their metabolism has slowed, which I completely agree with. I believe that the research has been done, not with just The Biggest Loser. I did a lot of research before recording this, and there have been others. They're all small studies, maybe 50 people. The Biggest Loser one was 14 of the contestants, but there's been studies on just normal people that have lost weight. So obese people that have lost at least 10% of their body weight. The contestants, now before I get too far into it, the contestants I've researched and their average weight loss in the time, in the 6 months, is 39% of their body weight is the average between all contestants of The Biggest Loser. I can speak from my experience because I have lost a total of 46% of my body weight. And so I'm in the same boat that they're in. The first 5 to 6 months of my weight loss, I lost 80 pounds because I was with a trainer and I was just full force on it. Protein diets, da-da-da-da, you know, just full. You could have put every single favorite food in front of me. I would not have touched it. It would not have crossed my mouth. So I had lost, if I didn't do the math on that one, but I think that's a good 25 to 30% of my body weight, even in that five to six first months, which is close to the same as what they had lost in their 6 months. So really my weight loss was almost as drastic. I wouldn't say quite as drastic, but pretty close to as drastic as theirs. And the rest of it came off within the first year. I lost a good 100 and probably 30 to 40 pounds in that first year of my weight loss. And of course, now it's been almost 8 years since I had ever started my weight loss journey. And I mainly maintain now, but I've lost a total of about 150 pounds. Of course, I don't think any woman is ever happy with her body, and I'd love to lose another, you know, 10, 20 pounds. But anyways,
But, so explain about the metabolism.
So the metabolism. What they try to say is that the metabolism slows down, and which is obvious because if you have less weight to move around, it's going to slow down. But I do believe this is true. It's kind of helped things for me. But the metabolism slows down to the point that somebody that weighs, okay, I'll put myself as out there. I weigh about 165 pounds. That's where I stand around, and I'm 5'6". So I'm still considered a little bit overweight. But I seem to not be able to budge from this. I eat 1,200 calories a day. I put it into my fitness pal. I'm very strict on it. Sometimes we might, you know, go off here and there, but like I'm pretty good. I work out 8 to 10 times a week. I go to the gym a lot.
Yes, 8 to 10 times a week.
It's kind of my safe haven. I love working out. I go to the gym a lot. That's why I'm working on becoming a trainer. But anyways, so I do, I mean, there's not a whole lot more I can do if I lower my calories anymore. I'm going to be starving. And I can't stand being hungry. For one, I'm going to be grouchy, and then I'm going to want to eat because I'm grouchy, and then I'll overeat. So anyways, they're saying the metabolism and the leptin levels have actually gone down, drastically to the point that they have no choice, but they gain the weight back. Like there's nothing they can do about it. It just comes back on. One of the contestants, I don't remember who it was at this point, but when I researched it, he said in the first 5 days after the finale, he gained 32 pounds by drinking water. I call baloney on that because these contestants do go home for 3 months. And when there's $250,000 on the line, miraculously, they can lose more weight. Isn't that crazy when there's money on the line that they can stick with it? But then when all the cameras are gone and when there's no more contests, there's none of that, and they all seem so excited about their weight loss, But, you know, you get back into the everyday life. You get back into the working and having to prep your meals and having to make sure you're not, you know, stopping at the fast food restaurant, da-da-da-da-da. And all of a sudden, their weight starts coming back. And it is proven that the levels do go down. And as they gain the weight back, their levels aren't going back up as they should. So it makes it harder that if they gain the weight back, that they would lose it again. But the thing is, if they would just stay on, and that means that they can't ever go back to eating, you know, say a person at 165 pounds, it says for me to maintain my weight as a female, my age and everything, I should be able to eat 1,900 or 1,800 and some to 2,200 calories a day to maintain. That's with just, you know, some of the workouts. We're not counting in all the workouts and everything I do. There's no way. There's just no way I can eat that. Because if I eat that, I will gain the weight. So these contestants are right. They're right in the sense that if they eat like a normal person their size, the weight's going to come back on. That's part of it. But to blame the Biggest Loser, that is not the Biggest Loser's fault. Because I'm in the same boat and I was never on the Biggest Loser. I worked out. I started with working out 3 times a week, so I wasn't massive. I didn't used to work out 10 times a week. That's grown over the years. But for them to act like it's because of how strong it was with the Biggest Loser, with how intense it is and everything, it has nothing to do with that. I'm going to pull up Tara Costa. I think that's how you say her last name. She was my favorite contestant season 7. I've only watched 2 of the seasons. I've watched 7 and 8. But I really, really liked Tara because she just reminded me of me. And I think... No, I don't think she won. I can't even
remember. No, she was
she didn't win. But she was really, really close. And it was wonderful because I really liked her and she kept winning like all of the competitions. She won like the marathon and everything. But I liked her because she reminded of me. I could tell she was truly dedicated to where her life was going. This wasn't just a game to her. Of course did she, I'm sure she wanted to win $250,000. She wanted to win when they were having challenges, winning different things. But she just, I don't know, I kept telling Steven, like, she just reminds me of me. I hope she wins, blah, blah, blah. And she didn't. But I've checked up on her since doing all this research. And it's very interesting because this woman that you could tell was, like, full force, she was season 7. So that's, what, 11 years ago, whatever it is. She actually has kept all of her weight off. Was it 2011? Do they have 2 seasons a year?
They must.
That's odd. Okay, so maybe it was 6 years ago. But either way, she's kept her weight off. But it's funny because her Twitter feed, I don't get on Twitter much, but by looking at her Twitter feed, she just constantly is showing that, oh, my meal prep and doing the Iron Man and just like the constant upkeep. And I believe it's because she's making sure that, yes, she cannot eat as much as a normal person her size. Her metabolism is slower than what it was. But she's sticking with it, just like I have. Like I said, I've started my weight loss journey almost 8 years ago. I've lost 150 pounds. Most of that was lost in my first year. And I've kept the weight off. I've maintained it. Is it hard for me? It is very hard for me. It is something I struggle with every single day. It's something that I have to keep my workout regimen up, which that's not my problem, Mary. I like doing that. I have to make sure I stay away from the sweets because that's my problem area. I have to make sure I stay away from the things that I know is going to get me into trouble. And it just shows that it's not just because of they were contestants on the Biggest Loser, but because these were obese people, this is what happens to us when we decide to change our lives and go back down. It doesn't mean we can change our lives for 6 months, lose the weight, and think we can do what we were doing before. Because if we ever got to that weight, we are, one, overeating. That's automatic. And two, our metabolisms are slower than those that don't. Steve, he used to eat right beside me. When I was big, he ate just as much, if not more than me.
More.
It was horrible. I mean, we may have only eaten 3 times a day. We didn't do too much snacking at that time because that was something I had to learn with losing weight. But now I've learned you don't really need that. But anyways, we won't go there this show. But we ate so much at each meal. I mean,
how many calories do you think?
And then we ate out because we were younger. We were first, you know, I was 18 years old, and I mean, we were 15 when I got together. But then, as I gained the weight, like, we worked at McDonald's and we would order for breakfast. It was horrible. We would order a cinnamon roll and pancakes and sausage and da-da-da, all this stuff. McGriddle, and it was just,
bagel,
it was horrible. Bacon, and we would eat it. Pizza. And Steve ate just as much, but he never gained the weight. It just proves, yes, I know he's a male. He's taller than me, so that's part of it.
Not by much.
But it's also, no, not by that much. It's mainly our metabolism. So an obese person most likely overeats, for sure. I will not deny I overate. When I was bigger, it was completely my fault and my reasoning that I put that stuff into my mouth, and I give nobody else the blame besides myself. But so these people's metabolisms are going to be slower anyways. And are some of the women that are on there that's my size, are they going to have to eat 1,200 calories for the rest of their lives? Yes, probably. Am I going to have to eat 1,200 calories for the rest of my life? Yes, and probably when I hit 40, I'm already a little scared of that, because when I, 10 years from now, I'm probably going to have to eat, you know, 200 calories a day. When my metabolism slows again, I'm a little scared of that. But I'll come to that when we get to it. But it's just something, we put ourselves in that position in the first place. We had to lose our weight in the first place, and that's what's going to happen. Don't get mad because you're back to this weight that you previously were. And let's just blame the TV show, because the TV show has millions of dollars. Why don't we just sue them and get some money and get the show canceled? And you know what? I think it's one show out there. We have so many depressing shows, and that's why I don't watch anything. There's hardly... That and My 600-Pound Life are all I watch in Hulu. The rest of that is just garbage.
I agree with that.
It is nothing but garbage. Netflix, besides a few documentaries they have about food on there, about like healthy foods, they're a lot of garbage too. TV, I mean, I don't know. It's just there's so much garbage out there these days, and so much depression on TV, so much killing and fighting and love stories and all this. This is one show we have that's showing people, look, our obesity rates, I looked it up the other day, the obesity rates are 52%, I think, in America now, and are, if for people that are at least overweight or obese, it's like 86 or 87%, so pretty much all of America. And this I do want to just address, because I said that, is we don't... Just because you're 10 pounds, say, over the BMI weight does not mean you're actually overweight. I've been told this by doctors when, in my mind, I'm still overweight. And because on the BMI...
Well, tell the experience of that recent doctor you had, because that we haven't had on the recent...
Well, because my BMI is actually a 26%. I'm supposed to be under 25% to be of healthy weight. And they don't put any muscle mass into that. They just put literally what the scale says and how tall you are. So, it bothers me because, you know, I was obese for so long and I've been overweight for so long. I'm just like, I just want to be considered normal. I just want to be considered healthy. And so we had some issues and I had to switch doctors and whatever. And I really liked this doctor. Well, obviously, why wouldn't I, with what he said? But anyways... he had me come in for blood work, you know, new doctor thing, and he took, you know, half the blood out of my body and everything, and then had it tested, called me back. I had to go wait a week and a half to get an appointment, and call me back. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, what's wrong with me? Could I possibly have cancer? Am I like diabetic? Like, why is this? Normally, if everything's fine, make you come back. They might tell you and say your blood work came back. Everything looks normal. Have a good day. No, I had to go in to see the doctor. So for like a week and a half, I'm like, okay, honey, like something might be wrong with me. The doctor has to talk to me. Blah, blah, blah. Well, I'm sitting in the office with my two kids. I had to drag to the doctor, you know. And finally he comes in and he's like, I just want to let you know that your blood work came back and you're going to live forever. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I just started laughing and he's like, your blood work is one of the best blood work I've ever seen. He's like, this is good. And he starts going over all the medical stuff of that and saying my cholesterol and how this level, you know, there's like 16 different kinds of cholesterol. I don't really understand all that, but he's like, this cholesterol, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And so he's just telling me that how wonderful my blood work is. And you know what my question to him was? Well, I'm still considered overweight, so should I lose another 10 pounds? Because I think it's about 10 pounds that I would have to lose to get under that 25 BMI. And he's like, I don't even go by that. He said, you are completely fine. He said, you are of healthy weight. He said, you are so healthy. Your blood levels are great. Da, 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 da. And so it just shows that here we're so focused on, one, what the scale says. I know that's still something I struggle with. And what society wants from us. But we have to do what we know is right. We know that eating kale chips, yes, I love
so some
kale chips. Yes, and our sons love them. If you make them the right way, which maybe I should post exactly how I make those. They are so good. And eating a bowl of those, you know, a small bowl of those, is better than me sitting and eating some potato chips. I mean, if I eat a bag of potato chips, or if I
dehydrated
really
apples.
Yes, my dehydrated.
Those are delicious.
We're gonna do a whole segment. Well, not a whole segment, a whole show on my dehydrator. I love dehydrators, and I'm finally getting one after borrowing one from a friend. But yeah, so you have to put those things, and it's such obvious things. One thing I will say is eating the things that God gave us to eat on this world and not all these things that men have made, that's what our bodies live on. That's what our bodies need. Our bodies don't need all this other junk. And I'm not saying I don't occasionally have, you know, my chocolate bar, or I don't occasionally have things. And sometimes I have them too often. But I always get myself back in check. Ask Steve. I beat myself up about it if I eat a candy bar. And then I go, okay, we've got to do this. We've got to do this. We've got to do it. And then I'm going to mess up again. It's going to happen. I understand it's going to. But to say to mess up this day and this one and this one and this one and this one. And let's just put our blame on somebody else. Because I want to say I gained 10 pounds. I just need to blame Steve. Like, Steve, it's all your fault. You shoved the food down my throat. And maybe sometimes, yes, he has the temptations that get me there. But some of the time it's me too. We can't put our blame of our weight ever being large. So if you are large and need to get off, don't put your blame on somebody else. It is you that's gotten there. And it's you that has to decide that you're ready to get it off. And if you're somebody that used to be big, lost weight, and have gotten big again, it's still not too late, but it is you that have put yourself there. Let's not go to the Biggest Loser for those contestants and sue them, or to say it's their fault and make all this bad media over them, or go to our spouse and say it. Because even though those people may have been a part of our lives, it did not make them do what we've done to our bodies. So,
that's about it. So, what are some suggestions as far as some of the eating regimens? I know that you did the all protein diet. I don't know if you want to get into that in a future episode, but
yeah, we'll probably do future because that could take another half hour. Because I was going to make an episode kind of over some of the diets I have done and really what some things have worked. But.
So essentially what you're telling everyone is this is not a diet. This is a lifestyle change.
And I know you hear that all the time. We all know it. We Google every single type of
diet
thing out there. But what it comes down to is how we make our life. And it does become... sorry, Steve just pointed out to me. We have like both computers up with notes.
So there's three screens running right now. There's one with his recorder, anyways, and there's one with her notes, and one with mine.
So he has Twitter of the Terracosta up because I wanted to see some of the stuff she had written. And he just shows me one that says, "Get comfortable being uncomfortable. Jillian has told me this numerous times." And it's so true, because get comfortable being uncomfortable, because it's uncomfortable when you're out at a party and you want and you want to be like everybody else. And I, like us, we have potluck at church a lot, and you know, I have to get comfortable with the fact that I can't eat some of the stuff that's there. Or if I do, I have to be very careful with it. And you may have a different scenario that you may have to tell friends no when they want to go out to dinner. We don't really go out to dinner with friends. But maybe there's a place that just doesn't have the healthy foods. You have to get comfortable with saying no. You have to get comfortable with working out at the gym, maybe. Or you can do it in your house if that's where you choose. But get comfortable being uncomfortable. So that's... that was just funny because he pointed that out to me, and it is very true. So just took me from the other part.
So anyways, I think that about rounds it out for this episode, and hopefully you guys learned something and have something to contribute. Be sure to leave comments in the section below on the episode post. And
I just do want to say that if you guys ever have one little question, because I haven't ever gotten a comment on any of my stuff, I would love to hear a comment. Of course, I'd rather it be positive. But if you have a question, or you have a little thing that you'd rather I switch up, or if you have something that you'd like me to cover, I mean, I love researching this stuff. A lot of knowledge I have just from years of doing this, and I would love to cover a whole area of something that you guys would like covered.
So yeah, so until next time, I've been Steve, and this is Mary, and we'll catch you next episode.
Bye. Change me. Great God Almighty, He done change me.